It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Abby Robertson, who was Carbon High's student body president. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so excited you came to visit because you guys are busy this month.
Oh, yeah. We're super busy.
It's Carbon Christmas, and mm-hmm. You guys have been doing this for how long, would you say?
6 years.
6 years mm-hmm. long. Tell us the money that you're trying to raise.
So we donate them to local families who can't afford a Christmas. All the money stays local. It doesn't go anywhere else. It stays here, and we help donate to local charities, and we just try to help out around the community as much as we can with this money.
Now, each year, because I remember we had a group come in last year, and they set a goal. And of course, every year, you got to outdo each other. So this year, you guys have set a goal. Tell us what your goal is.
This year, our goal is $27,000. So
yeah, you guys can do it. I think you can. Oh, yeah. You got a lot of hardworking students there that'll help
you. Yeah, we do.
Now, when you talk about your goal, you talk about not only the cash donations, but you look at overall donations, like mm-hmm. the toys, when you guys do the stuff, the bus and all that good stuff. So you count all that towards your goal.
And other business donations as well.
All right. So you have got some fun things coming up this week.
Yeah. So today is our Taco Time benefit day. It is all day. So if you go to Taco Time, we get a portion of the proceeds. December 7th, we will have our KFC root beer float benefit, and that is from 5 to 10. So root beer floats are $2, and it's cash only. So if you come to KFC, you just say you want a root beer float, proceeds go to Carbon Christmas, but it has to be cash. So on the 19th, we are having a Wingers benefit night from 5 to 10. So you come into Wingers and you sit in a certain area. We, as a student government, will be your waiters and waitresses, and we are serving you. We're doing all that for you, and all the tips go to us. So
now you also are doing another fun event. Now, this one's brand new that you're doing, and for all those fitness buffs out there. So tell us what we're doing there.
So on the 14th, we are having a Zumbathon in the CHS gym, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30. It is a $10 entrance fee, and then you come and shake it.
Get your workout on. Yeah. There you go. And then the next day, you've got something fun for the kids planned.
So at 4 at the King Cole Theater, we're having a kids movie. We're watching A Christmas Story and The Santa Claus. And it's a $3 entrance fee, or you can donate a new toy on the 15th.
I don't think you guys have done this before. The babysitting on Saturday, so parents can go shop and not have to have the kiddos with them.
Yeah. So bring your kids to the high school from 12 to 4 on December the 9th, and we will take care of your kids. It's a $5 per kid.
Now, I know one big event that you guys do every single year and people get so excited about this is the Stuff the Bus.
Oh, yeah. Stuff the Bus.
So tell us when that's going to take place and kind of give us a little backstory for someone that doesn't exactly know what that Stuff the Bus means.
So Stuff the Bus is on December 16th and we'll be at Walmart from 10 to 4. And so we are caroling at Walmart and we'll have a bus there. So we will hand you a list of stuff that we need for these presents and we will hand them out to you as you're going in, and then on your way out, if you want to buy something and donate it to us, and you can just give it to us and we'll stuff the bus and we'll see how full the bus can get.
So what sort of items are on the list?
So we have toys, all kinds of toys. We'll accept anything like that. We're also doing clothing because there's some kids who all they want for Christmas is a coat or some socks. And we're also accepting hygiene because we've had kids who also just want a toothbrush or some deodorant. And so we're accepting all sorts of things like that. So
you pretty much are not going to say no to anything.
Yeah, we'll take anything.
So if you're going shopping that day, which pick up a little extra. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right. You can help a little kid out. Mm-hmm. Again, I want to remind listeners that we're talking with Abby Robertson. She is the Carbon High Student Body President. And she has been telling us a lot about the Carbon Christmas and the events that the community can go to and help these students with. So tonight, or today, I guess, all day, is Taco Time. So a portion of the sales made today are going to be donated to Carbon Christmas. And then on Thursday is the KFC root beer float. Now, they'll only accept cold, hard cash.
Yes.
And the root beer floats are only $2. So head on down there. That is going to be from 5 until 10. And then, of course, you can catch them anytime. They're singing at Lynn's and Smith's and Walmart after school. They'll take cash donations, toys, you name it, they'll do it. And if you have any questions at all, you can always call the high school. And they're also doing, we didn't talk about this, odd job.
Oh, yeah. So odd jobs, we'll be coming around to your houses, knocking on your door, begging for money. We'll do anything, really. If you don't want to walk your dog, we'll walk your dog. If you don't want to wash dishes, we'll do it. Rake your leaves, clean your toilet.
Like, whatever
we'll
do
it all. Yeah.
And then how does someone determine how much they've got to pay for your services?
Oh, it's all whatever you're willing to pay. So
It's all a donation.
Yeah, it's all a donation. It all goes to a good cause.
So. Yep, that's right. So if you've got something in mind that you need a little bit of assistance with, we'll give the high school a call, or you can email them at chsstudgov@carbonschools.org. Well, Abby, is there anything else you want to add?
Just remember, everything stays local and everything helps. And if you can donate anything, we'll take it. Please help us out.
All right. Awesome. All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more details on this interview and other Castle Country Focus interviews, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.